Mishlei, Shir number 21. Chapter 5, Pasuk 7. Va'ato bonim shimuli. Now therefore, my children, listen to me. Val tosuru me'mrifi. Do not turn away from the words of my mouth. After, if you're not sure what that context, listen to yesterday and today will make sense. Harachik me'aleha darkecho. Remove your way far from her, from the temptations of evil and being seduced into the wrong path, and do not go near the door of her house. Don't even flirt with the wrong ideologies, with the temptations. It's going to end badly. Pentitein la'acherim hodecha, in case you give your vigor to others and your years to the merciless one. Let strangers have their fill of your strength and your labours be in the house of an alien. And you moan when your end comes, when your flesh and your body are consumed. And you say, how I hated moral instruction, and my heart despised telling off. I didn't listen to the voice of my teachers. I didn't pay attention to those who instructed me. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. Whoa. Now, again, there's a double warning against a full commitment to sin and against even a tentative approach to it. This applies both on the literal level of sexual wrongdoing and on the metaphor level of exposure to wrong thinking, to heresies. Dabbling in the wrong things of life will mean a waste of the pupil's physical strength and of his money as well. Think how much money is spent wasted chasing the illusions of excitement, whether it's people that waste their money with gambling, thinking they're going to get rich and they put a fortune in, or any other type of vice. It's all going to end in disaster. His property will end up in the possession of his children born from the strange woman, meaning that you're just going to throw it away, who have no connection with him. Ultimately, physical decay and exhaustion will be the fate of such a person. Then it's too late. He'll be filled with remorse, equally on the level of intellectual heresy. Too late, when all power of physical enjoyment has waned, realize that you've wasted your life choosing things that have no ultimate value. What do we say in Pasuk 12? We read that he va'amarta eich sanesi musa. I hated moral instruction and I despised being told off. Teachers and instructors here represent two different intensities of commitment. The first type is the teacher who simply points out facts or arguments, while the second type is the one who is dedicated to an intensive relationship to communicate his own skills and ideas. Even this kind of sincere instruction the pupil has ignored. So it makes sense you could ignore the person that just wants to feed you knowledge because they're detached from you. They're not building a relationship with you. But the second one, who you can clearly identify, someone that cares about the individual, even that, the person here is despising. Kimat hayisi b'cholra. I was almost in all evil. The word kimat in the text, usually translated almost, can also connote kimat for so little, meaning for such a little advantage of physical pleasure, worth nothing and lasting, but for a moment. The pupil has sold his birthright, sold his life away, and now he finds himself swamped in evil and publicly exposed. Moreover, in his true character, remorse, he just lost it completely. Remorse, self-contempt, and shame are all conveyed in this tragic piece of writing. Drink water from your own cistern, shasei mayim mibarecha v'nozlim mitoch berecha, and flowing water from your own well. Instead of drinking water from the wrong sources, Torah, sustenance, life force, the broken well of physical lusts that are doomed to frustration, the pupil is urged to drink the blessed waters of wisdom and knowledge. Cistern and well have two different meanings. The cistern holds standing water. At first, the pupil will receive knowledge in a passive way, but later he'll become like a surging well of living water, creatively flowing with ideas. Then you become a source of inspiration to others. And we're going to develop this, please God, tomorrow. Well, is all I can say. Be well.